Yeah. I'm brand new, riding through my old hood.
Make it look oh so good.
You know they might be hating, but them pros would.
Make it look oh so good.
I'm cool, dude. I'm cool too. Bunch of cool dudes and some cool gear.
Yes. Episode 3. CUNY Radio. I am
what?
Your favorite Uncle Corey Matthews, representing Cool University.
What?
Here at the glorious Red Room Studio. And I'm with my guy.
It's your boy, it's always your boy. It's Holly.
It is always your boy.
Always.
Yeah. I'll tell you one thing, I'm so happy to be here for episode 3.
Mm-hmm. Have a little drink.
It's kind of late night.
Mm-hmm. Just jamming out to the beat right now.
Holly, how you doing, man? What's going on with you?
I'm good, man. In a very musical mood, I guess. You know, because we come on here and we do a little jamming. A little jamming, a little this, a little that. I'm still rocking to the beat. The beat might not even be in here once I'm in the post editing, but...
If you didn't know, this is the podcast where we talk a little bit.
Yeah.
Rap a little bit.
Uh-huh.
Talk a little bit more.
What else?
Then we rap some more.
Okay.
And then we end it with the shameless plug.
Plugs. So what's good? How you been though?
I've been all right, man. I've been here trying to make sure this Cool University thing keeps flying.
Uh-huh. Listening to anything? Have you been listening to anything like any fire lately?
I've been listening to some fire, but my fire has been unexpected. Right. I kind of jumped back into the dance hall
rhythm. Yeah.
I've been trying to find some cats like that. Yo, this is a dude named Governor. It's fire.
Oh, where?
Track called Baked Beans. It was fire.
Baked Beans?
Baked Beans.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I think you put me onto that.
I'm telling you, guys, it is a pleasure to be here again. And we've been going through some things.
Mm-hmm.
And we made sure we brought some really good topics to your ears.
Yeah, always.
Cool University it is, man. And it's from the Erase Podcast Network.
Always.
And cooluniversity.com.
Mm-hmm. And Steady House, of course.
Steady House
is in the building.
You know, let me tell you, this music thing has been like following me, dude. Mm. It's been following me. It's like people are reminding me
that
we put things down once upon a time.
Mm-hmm.
Don't wake sleeping giants, man.
Mm.
Okay, we're here having fun.
Couldn't have said it better.
CUNY Radio.
Couldn't have said it better. Don't wake sleeping giants.
So what we're gonna do is we're gonna take this quick second, okay? And if you don't know, we ask each other questions from our beautiful friends at MK3 Imagery.
Damn right.
They got this cup, right?
Mm-hmm.
And in this cup, we make sure all the questions are here from around the world.
Damn right.
And around the corner.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So what I'm gonna do, I'm gonna pick first.
Okay.
I'm gonna go into the MK3 Imagery cup.
Okay.
And I'm gonna make sure I grab our first question.
Okay.
Here we go.
And don't forget, man, when anybody that's listening, you answer these questions too. These questions are not just for us. We just have the platform to speak on it. But, you know, send in your answers to, you know, the social networks.
Yes, indeed. Everything Cool University.
Yeah, right.
Or CUNYRadio@gmail.com.
Yeah.
That's CUNY, CUNY, radio@gmail.com. We would love to take your comments, questions.
And answers.
Yes. Just
we'll shout you out.
Opinion yourself.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Our first question from the MK3 Imagery Cup.
Okay.
Is, what is your favorite hook? Okay, so let's do a little analysis here.
Okay.
I'm guessing what this question is saying, mm-hmm. once again, your personal opinion, Hollywood.
Mm-hmm.
But what is that hook that gives you the chills every time, hand over fist, you know, you lose it every time? What is that hook to you?
Okay, you want me to go first?
You can go first.
All right. I mean, there's millions and millions of songs that I, you know, of hooks that I appreciate, hooks that give me hype. When it sends just hooks that send chills up my spine, you know. One in particular to me that stands out. No matter what, where I am, what I'm doing, one hook that stands out to me when I hear this song, I'm always get hype. It's by none other than Styles P. Shoot him in the head.
Oh!
Yeah.
Yeah.
Throwback.
That's a throwback.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And let me tell you, yo, Styles. Right. I ran up in Juices for Life, son.
Oh, you did?
Two times.
Oh, okay, okay.
I have not saw you.
Come on, man. Come on, Styles.
He's a busy guy, bro.
I know you're busy. Don't be too busy.
Don't be too busy.
Don't be too busy for your loyal fans.
I've come here two times, you know what I mean? Uptown, listen, Bronx, you know, Yonkers, right? I'm there. I was in there.
Yeah, I'll be out there, too. Nice place. I haven't made it out there.
Nice place. But I didn't see you twice. So, shoot him in the head. What about that stands out to you as a golden hook?
Well, I've always been a fan of angry rap. That's what I call it, angry rap. So, you know, I like Eminem, DMX, you know, even Big Head, you know, Big's rap was a little angry here and there. But between, like I said, Eminem, DMX, and of course, Styles P. Styles P was the icon of angry rap. The hook goes, shoot him in the head, shoot him in the face and the chest, then shoot him in the waist of the neck, then shoot him in the gut of the mouth, then shoot him in his back and don't stop till the blood running out. Now, that's a gruesome ass motherfucking hook.
He wants you all the way gone.
Only Styles P can come up with some crazy shit like that. And I was always a fan of angry rap for whatever reason. I don't know. I'm working with my therapist on it right now. So, but he starts the song off with the best way that you can ever start off a song. Fuck all these niggas.
Yo, when you start a record,
if you ask me who, I answer back anybody you could think of. So when you hear a song like that, you know that the hook can't be simple.
No, it's not nice.
It's not nice.
This is not nice for you.
It's not nice. But that song, that hook, you know, whenever I have my moods, that particular hook comes into mind.
Just one of those greats, those like stand the test of time guys.
Hell yeah.
You know, like, there's certain people that I feel like I love just from their music.
Okay.
The Ghost is one of those that I feel like I can never get mad at you, Ghost.
Nah.
Like, no matter what you did to me, it's like, you're the Ghost. Like, I'm just gonna deal with it.
Word.
Smash my fingers on the ceiling, I'm gonna deal with it.
Word.
My answer. Okay, now this is a little bit of a cheat code.
Okay.
Where I'm going with this.
Okay.
Okay, and I have many answers, but this one somehow edges out everything to me. Some answers I might think of, I can actually use for something else if they happen to come up in the future. But, okay. My answer. Oh, God. Tupac.
Oh.
Until the End of Time.
Oh, wow. That's different.
My man RL. Singing the hook.
Yeah.
Next, I believe.
Yeah.
That hook to me. First of all, you just know the life that the man was leading.
Yeah.
This is work after he died. Mm-hmm. Okay, 2001 on the album, Until the End of Time. It was one of the singles off of it.
Yeah.
First of all, album 4 times platinum. Like, you see, niggas is, you know, you talk about numbers here. Kids.
I don't think you understand what 4 times platinum
means. This is 4 times platinum.
4 times platinum. There was no such thing as streaming. No such thing as streaming. The only thing you may have had around that time was Napster.
People well, went out and bought this 4 million times.
You had to go to the store. You had to go to the store and purchase this.
The way I feel about this hook is I feel like RL, he sung his ass off. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. He sung his ass off.
Sing a little bit for us.
OG. Bill Burr. Oh, Jesus. But it's the, you know, cheese.
So I can fly.
Where? In the harmony
goes. Yeah, that was the shit.
Singing his ass off. Yeah, and yeah. Pac's lyrics to me were like, oh. And you know what else I think about? Nobody could have done anything with that beat. That beat is difficult.
Yeah, yeah, it is. It's different. Definitely different.
It's a different. So.
It's gotta be a pop.
I have to say, my favorite hook. Mm-hmm. I play, yo, let me tell you something. When I bump that and I pull up next to somebody, yes. They always just give me a look like.
Oh,
respect.
Shit.
Like.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Tupac, we miss you. We love you.
Definitely.
You are a staple in this business. Mm-hmm. And showing us what it meant to be. Voices on a song. You changed everything.
Everything.
We miss you. We love you. And you know we had to mention your name on this CUNY Radio platform. I had to. Guys, you have been listening to CUNY Radio. When we come back, we're going to give you bars.
These bars.
Be right back. Love you.
Let's do it.
You are listening to CUNY Radio, a music podcast on the Erase Podcast Network. This is your favorite uncle, Corey Matthews.
And it's your boy. It's always your boy. It's Holly.
And we are representing Cool University on iTunes,
SoundCloud,
Spotify,
and the Anchor app.
If you have comments or questions, send your emails to cunyradio@gmail.com. That's
cuniradio@gmail.com.
We would love to take your comments and questions. A cool ass blog, blogging all the time. Hit the website for the flyest merchandise I believe paper could buy. Hey man, this is your favorite uncle, Corey Matthews, representing cooluniversity.com.
Here we go.
CUNY Radio. We are back with the world famous Rock, Paper, Scissor. Who will go first on this beat delivered by Uncle Tone?
All right.
From Hey, It's the Mom.
Hey,
here we go.
It's the Mom.
Rock, Paper, Scissor, say, shoot. Oh, I go first. All right, let's do it.
All right.
Yo, CUNY Radio.
Okay.
Now I don't love money, but I like you so much, it's hard to tell the difference. Once long-term goals, now hard to tell the distance. You know how hard it is finding somebody to listen. Then when it work, now everybody got an opinion. My dog's loyal like Bingo and Rolly. Pocket full of money, still borrowing bogeys. 10,000 hours of practice is what it's taking. These niggas playing 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon. I ain't come this far to only come this far. You know how many happy Father's Days I said to my moms. This is midlife crisis raps. Anything gravy if the prices match. Used to keep junkies in the signers trap. You know some insight behind the rap. When people who sign your checks really want Don Imus back. Off a summer groove, looking for number moves. Don't look out for number one, be stepping in number two.
Yeah. Drunk and pissy, ain't the one who gets me. Got a bullet for anybody who come against me. Lucrative politicking over a cup of whiskey. Turn green to Bixby, hoes get tossed frisbee. Baby mother still trying to figure her life out. Lawyers on retainer cause she flaky than a dry scalp. Hit on the Bible, never stole, never stifled. But now I'm ready to do anything for survival. I can never sleep, the guilt tossing turn me through the night. Snakes in the water, I'm trying to shake the barracuda bite. Tunnel vision on the fucking mission till I'm losing sight. Getting high and stupid light in Cubans when the mood is right. Broken mental cause my life never simple till I got rivers flowing through the banks, residential in the view, mountains and getting ass like couches. Stop me, Holly, they could not see Auschwitz.
CUNY Radio. Lord have mercy. You know this what you get when you sign on with the CUNY Radio fellas. Corey Matthews here representing Cool University.
It's your boy. It's always your boy. It's Holly.
It's always your boy. And those were those bars.
Yeah.
And I'm going to tell you a secret. Holly really got his in one shot. So, you should applaud that man.
Shit.
You know, this is the podcast. We talk a little bit. Rap a little bit.
Yeah.
Talk a little bit more.
Okay.
Rap a little bit more.
Damn right.
And then we hit him with the shameless plug, 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 plug.
So where we at next with this?
Second question.
Okay.
From the MK3 Imagery Cup.
Okay.
Holly, I'm going to give you the honors of picking the question.
All right, let's get in this cup. Ooh, thank you, MK Imagery, for this cup. MK Imagery, MK3Imagery.com, right?
I believe so.
I believe so. Or at MK3 Imagery. Go find them on social media.
Find them. Casual the deal.
Yeah, I'm not sure if you have a website, but you know. You know, I already promoted.
He does now. He does by this time.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm gonna make a phone call when he's done recording. Like, you better make sure you have a website.
Yeah.
So what is that second question that we're dealing with?
The second question is well, it's not really a question. It just says best female rapper.
Oh my gosh.
Now, is this of all time or this basically your favorite, I guess. Okay. Who you think is the best female rapper?
Okay. I'm gonna try to peel a layer or two.
Okay.
On this answer. Let me grab my cup first. Hold on.
Okay.
It's late night, we're recording this one, guys. This is early in the morning like the last one.
I hope you don't have the same answer as me.
I don't think I have the same answer as you.
Okay.
Okay, first of all, where I'm gonna start before I give my official answer, because my official answer is more of the now.
It's more than now.
It's more of the now.
Okay.
But like a personality that I love and nobody can ever take away from is the Queen Latifah.
Okay.
But hold on.
Yeah.
So when you talk about female rappers, because you know how it is with us. We don't really think female or male rappers. We just think musicians.
Yeah.
Okay. We don't make this a woman man thing because everybody's minds could work on, you know, great material.
It has nothing
to do with gender.
Of course,
I'm just saying, since this is the category question, Queen is like, okay, she's the queen. Yo, her ladies first. Ladies first, ladies first. You know what I'm saying?
Who you calling a bitch?
Who you calling a B.I.? Okay, so boom. Queen, wherever you are, because I know you're listening to this CUNY Radio shit.
Of course.
I love you, okay? Mm-hmm. Okay, now my now.
Okay.
Ooh.
Oh, seriously?
Ooh. Young M.A. to me.
Oh, shit.
Has the most fierest flow. Most fierest flow. Illest voice.
Yeah.
She did. Voices. Thugger, son. Voices on point. Great beat picker. Great bars. Son, to me, tightest flow from a lady. Hands down, Young M.A. She got some joints that's like, she's ripping.
I must say, I do not listen to Young M.A.
Oh, I got a couple tracks.
But I'm not saying I don't listen to her, like I'm not a fan. I just don't know where to find the material.
Where you listen? I got some. I got like 6 records. That's like, ooh. She got bars. I have to go with MA as my female spitter. Like, hands down.
Okay.
She got bars. Hollywood, what are you thinking?
I personally don't have a favorite female rapper of today. Now, I mean, I have a deep, passionate, and intimate love for Nicki Minaj, but that goes deeper than...
It sounds like something else.
Yeah, it goes deeper than rap, and I hope one day I could go deeper than
that. Because, you know, Nicki Minaj, listen to this CUNY Radio shit.
I mean, I spoke to her yesterday. She said she's a fan.
You know what I'm saying? Okay, good. So, what's up, Nick?
So, Southside, what's good?
What's good?
Southside, Queens.
Neighbors.
Yeah.
Queens get the money, Long Island next door. That's what I always used to say. We right here, niggas. Yeah. Y'all get money. We right
knocking at the door.
Valley Stream. Valley Stream, Elmont. Alright, sorry. So go ahead.
So on and so forth. Nassau County, period. I think it is, you know, I think this is a good question right now because it is kinda, you know, the time of the women, you know, women need to be recognized.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Especially in this music thing.
There's not a lot, but...
They try to one at a time, which is not, like, nice.
Yeah. It's not.
It's rude, man.
And then when you try to put more than one out at a time, that's when the beef starts. And I don't like the beef that's going on nowadays.
It's like they have to beef against one another.
You got to. I think that just shows that the category of women rap is a little behind. Mm-hmm. In industry right now, in time, because the beef, you know, I feel like the men we did our beefing, you know, we did our beefing. Pac and Big got killed. You know, we do a little bit of beef here and there, but it never really settled outside of.
I feel like it's like when two ladies are up there, it's like the beef has to come.
Yeah.
Listen, ladies.
I think people cheer on people
ladies,
bring it on.
Ladies who do this music thing,
mm-hmm.
Yo. There's room for us to love everybody.
Everybody all at once at the same time.
All at once. Don't even worry about the next year.
Yeah, come together.
Just come with the music because,
yo. Come together.
The industry
make fire together.
The industry needs y'all. The industry needs y'all, needs to hear from y'all voices, y'all points of view.
Yeah.
And CUNY Radio wants to hear more and more of that.
Damn
so
right.
you were saying your so, so who are you going with?
I'm not going to mention the right now,
mm-hmm.
but my favorite, the one who I think hands down is the best female rapper of all time, Rod Digga.
First name Rashida.
Sweetest person. I have no idea.
Rod Digga. Flip Mode Squad.
Yeah.
No. Flip Mode Squid Dog.
Yeah. Flip Mode is the Squid
Dog. It's the Squid Dog. No. Flip Mode, bro.
Yeah.
Flip Mode, we can't even say it.
I still listen to the album. To the Imperial album.
Imperial.
I still listen to it.
There's no way that we can ever forget those names. You know what, Rod Digga? I almost want to apologize. Because y'all enjoyed, was it Cowboys? Hermon Hill going back and forth?
Yep.
Yo, fellas,
Cowboys.
ladies, it, people, whoever's listening to this CUNY Radio shit, yo.
Yeah.
Cowboys.
Yeah, go listen to that. Fugees. We'll talk about Fugees in another episode.
Y'all deserve your whole shit.
Yeah.
Lauryn Hill.
The score, we'll just do it in another episode. We'll talk about it in another episode because, you know, I got a lot of stuff to say about the score.
Lauryn Hill,
mm-hmm.
Rod Digga,
yeah.
going back and forth,
yeah.
on a verse.
Yeah.
You're the
hottest shit.
Yeah, I wouldn't even know nothing about that, probably.
Hottest shit.
That's all right. You learned it on CUNY Radio.
Yeah. And, you know, for the kids out there, you'll find it on iTunes and you can stream it and do all. I bought the hard copy. I bought the hard copy twice.
That should be, yo, somebody, I might have to put a question in myself, like, yo, the album you bought more than one time, because I sure enough got some CDs.
Yeah.
It's some artists out there who might owe me a free copy.
I got Fuji's The Score twice. I got Flip Mode The Imperial straight out the store, hard copy. And I got Rod Digga's Dirty Harriet hard copy. One of the hottest female albums ever.
Rod Digger had some fire.
Rod Digger was fire. She had, I mean, she had Eve on the record on her shit. She had, hold on, I'm about to look at it now. Hold on, let me look at it. Dirty Harry album came out in 1999. She had Eve, you know, she had Outsiders, she had Carl Thomas. You're not lyrically, because especially around that time, right about that time, it was all about lyrics. It wasn't just about making a good song. It was about making sure you were spitting fire. And when I think of fire, spitting fire, girl, a woman who could spit that fire, Rod Digger is definitely one of those who could go up against a dude, any nigga. And I don't mean to say that in a way that makes, you know, the women sound inferior.
Right.
But if it wasn't just women on, or woman on a woman, which is one of my favorite porn categories. No,
the views of Hollywood are not necessarily the views of those at CUNY Radio and or the people at cooluniversity.com.
She could definitely take a lot of niggas out.
Guys, CUNY Radio, that was question number 2 from the MK3 Imagery Cup.
Yeah.
And when we come back, we're going to give you bars.
Bars, 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 bars. Here we go.
You may not always like what they have to say, and you may not always agree with how they say it.
And you know what? Whoever's with you and on your team, take them, whether they're white, Spanish, Irish, Indian, and other types of cultures of women that I would fuck.
But one thing's for sure.
This is gonna sound so fucking bad.
They don't give a shit how you feel about it.
No, but no. Let's get back to the cuntiness.
This is Sorry, I'm Not Sorry. Sorry. This is a podcast about the unapologetic opinion of two longtime friends, starring Depp.
I started coming up with a list of motherfuckers who are banned from Wakanda.
And Holly.
Well, I like a movie about a black dude killing a bunch of white people. That interests me.
This is the Sorry, I'm Not Sorry podcast. Find them on the iTunes podcast app, iHeartRadio, SoundCloud, or wherever the hell you find your podcasts. And now, back to the show to get these bars.
Here we go, back with the second rock, paper, scissor.
All right.
Here we go.
Rock, paper, scissors, say shoot. Rock, paper, scissors, say shoot.
Say shoot. Ah!
All right.
Brass clout.
All right, here we go. I'm first.
Let's do it.
Okay. Damn it. I'll turn this beat up a little bit, shit.
Your voice is high.
Yeah, I know. Yo. Why every record that a nigga touch turning to gold? Why every chicken that I fuck wanna sell me your soul? Stay clean, I'm bad at that. Eat, kill, bleed for my habitat. Before I lose my screws like Ye with the MAGA hat. Get money, that's everybody damn playing with a Firebird, getting topped in the Trans Am. Give me the rhythm, I'ma beat it like Bam Bam. And tear it down like Repairman, man. Cock hammer shoot, got standards too. Cop landing, ran it through. Crash Bandicoot, left hand hold the smoke, the right hand man the cool. She got camel toe, blow like candles do. Huh, your whole style getting chin checked. Pure dope, I swear, could never pass a piss test. I'm only fucking with my brothers, that's incest. In a thin dress, big breast, Disney princess.
I'm living outside heaven, my life flies hell. All I think, 247 to seize mind cell. Memory of my first re-up is in slow-mo. The comeback was mean like the daughter in Coco, you know. Established the run, opens up to play action. The cabbage will come, listen boy, I'm fresh as lettuce and my second is precious. Shit kosher like Chevets when these packages come. You feel me? See these more wet bottles read, do not drop. Bank account telling me, do not stop. My t-shirt soaked from the tears of a clown. This ain't no do-rag line, this is years of the crown. Ain't no sorries in this business, ain't no feelings to hurt. Hard work beats talent when talent don't work. See, I've been through it, going through it, and getting through it. And as long as the getting is good, I'm getting to it. You heard?
Fire.
CUNY Radio. CUNY Radio.
Fire.
CUNY Radio. CUNY Radio.
Thank you, Uncle Ted.
CUNY Radio, Uncle Ted. Hey, it's the mom. Thank you guys for contributing to these lovely episodes, episode number 3.
Yeah.
And we've had a good time, but now it's time to close it with now with the energy of we to the weekends. We to the weekends. The shameless plugs. I am your favorite Uncle Corey Matthews, representing Cool University, blogging all the time on a cool ass blog.
Yeah, right.
I hope you get a chance to check the website, grab some of the flies joints I believe paper could buy. We're just glad to make sure and just happy that we gave you guys another episode in the lineage of this beautiful 10 that we're going to give you season 1 CUNY Radio.
Yeah.
Holly, what's going on with you, boss?
It's your boy. It's always your boy, ITZHOLLE, on every social media network. You know, check out the other podcasts on the Erase Network podcast. We're coming with more heat, coming with more fire.
Dylon.
Damn right. And you know, we got more content, more crazy shit coming your way, and we're building on this podcast too. This podcast is gonna be one of the best podcasts, you know, you ever heard in your life.
And all the people, we know you listening, so just come on over.
Yeah.
And let's work together to move this, you know, to a higher level. Yeah, Hollywood, up to no good.
All day.
It's been a beautiful pleasure getting episode 3 done. Let's see. Let's get this going towards episode 4.
Let's do it.
Love you guys. CUNY Radio checking out. You heard?